From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. State legislators discussed a number of law enforcement and criminal justice bills this week, along with some other controversial measures, as part of our weekly Capitol Conversation series. Benza Berkland discusses the previous week's bills.
Here today, we have Kristen Wyatt, a reporter with the Associated Press, and Joey Bunt with the Denver Post. I want to talk about a lot of interesting bills lawmakers have been debating in the last few days. And Joey, you've been looking at a religious liberty proposal.
We see these bills every session, and they're more about politics than they are having any chance of passing. Representative Gordon Klingensmith from Colorado Springs ran a bill that would allow clergymen to deny performing services for gay couples if a gay couple asked them to, but that bill was shot down. And we also had a couple of abortion-related bills that were pretty much dead on arrival.
And another proposal, Kristen, that lawmakers looked at has gained a lot of national attention, and it's happening in other states, and it stems from the Bill Cosby cases, and it would increase the statute of limitations for sexual assault cases.
That's right. We have a couple of Bill Cosby accusers who live in Colorado. I didn't know this, but in the early 2000s, the legislature removed statute of limitations on child assault cases. This is in response to, like, Catholic sex abuse scandals. That doesn't apply to grown-ups. There are some women in Colorado that have accused Bill Cosby of assaulting them in the 1980s, feel like they don't have a law open to them. That bill passed unanimously. As you mentioned, we would be the 17th state. Lots of states have been looking at things like this. There was a very interesting debate, though. Some say, what are your memories from 20 years ago? Do we not just, like, clog up our court system if we're looking at such old cases? But it passed unanimously, and I think that will end up on the governor's desk.
We had a number of criminal justice bills that were introduced, and I don't think the others will have as easy a ride in committee as the Bill Cosby bill did. You know, one would address police profiling. This bill came up last year. It didn't make it through, so they're going to try that one again. A ban on chokeholds, another one that didn't make it through last year. They're also looking at gypsy cops, you know, making police officers' records open to future employers so you don't have bad apples, as Senator John Cook, the former Well County Sheriff, calls them. We don't have those bad apples spoiling other barrels. One that did pass unanimously out of committee was recording all interrogations. And I wonder if the Making a Murderer documentary put some wind at the back of that bill.
A criminal justice-related bill that did not pass would have lowered the threshold for juries to impose the death penalty. Right now, it requires a unanimous verdict, and the bill would have made as long as 11 out of the 12 jurors supported the death penalty, it could be imposed, and that failed. One Republican joined with Democrats to defeat that bill. It was Ellen Roberts from Durango. She said while she supports the death penalty, she thinks it has to be as rigorous as possible before it's imposed. And some folks feel like if the standard had been in place, they think James Holmes may have received the death penalty.
It's an interesting response to a lot of people scratching their heads on why Holmes didn't get the death penalty. A lot of people feel like in future cases, juries, surely, even if they're not supposed to, will compare what the defendant in that case did to what James Holmes did and say, oh, if that guy didn't get the death penalty, how can we call it for this guy? So they wanted to kind of address that. There is a lot of outrage, of course, both about James Holmes, and there was a Denver guy, mass murderer, who was eligible for the death penalty, and the jury there declined to give it. But the fact that they didn't lower the standard was largely because I think some lawyers warned that the Supreme Court might not look kindly on that, and that could actually lead to people getting their convictions thrown out.
These bills address both parties. You know, they appeal to the base of both parties. You know, Republicans want to be tougher on the death penalty. We saw that the effect it had on the 2014 election. The Nathan Dunlap case nearly cost the governor his reelection bid. On the other hand, you've got the Black Lives Matter group and the more liberal groups that want to see, you know, police held to a higher standard. So, you know, this is a political building, and these are definitely political bills.
Thanks. That was Joey Bunch with the Denver Post and Kristen Wyatt with the Associated Press.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks.
I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capitol Conversation.